All right, Javosai, good evening. I want to take the opportunity, first of all, to welcome you. I think since my time in the shul, this might be our first men's night. I don't know if we called it that. Have we officially reconstituted the men's club? I don't know. Is this maybe this counts? We're going to charter a bus to go to Atlantic City next week. You know, that's. But I really want to say how exciting this is, because the truth is, we spend a lot of time together, Baruch Hashem, in the course of davening and in the course of learning, and it's really so nice to get together with everyone. It's such a beautiful showing on a Tuesday evening, really just for the sake of bonding a little bit. You know, I'm going to share with you a few short words of Torah, but before that, just a thank you, a very special thank you to Bel Yosef Navazny, who really was the brains behind this operation and took the time to pick up the food and the coordination. So, Bel Yosef, thank you very much. And a thank you to all of you. The point of tonight, in addition to enjoying the delicious food and hopefully the friendly competition, although many of you have told me you're more interested in unfriendly competition, but is really like to create a sense of achdus. Baruch Hashem, we are a growing shul and a growing kehila, and a lot of times, as we grow, we don't necessarily know each other as well. And I'm hoping that over the course of the night, I have a strong feeling that not everyone here knows each other. So I guess if we were doing this at shul, we'd go around the room. We're not going to do that. But instead, what I would strongly encourage you to do is make sure to get to know all the people in this room. Make sure you don't leave here tonight before you know everyone's name. There are some people here who are Vasike, Suburban Orthodox, Mamish here longer than I am. There are people who came along with me. And then again, there are Mamish people who are brand new. And so take the opportunity to get to know each other, because we're privileged to be part of a shul together. We're privileged to be part of a family together. And it's a really great family. It's a really beautiful family. And we have really fantastic and outstanding family members. So really take the opportunity to get to know each other. And I just want to say how... Oh, your names will be up on the bowling boards. Okay, right. Good point. Excellent. Excellent. Don't people have like bowling names? Like nicknames? Like, you know, like... I don't know.
Whatever. All right,
good, whatever. But really, take the opportunity to, because that's the goal. The goal is just to have a good time with each other tonight, to get to know each other a little bit, and to strengthen our bonds of kehila achdus. So I'll just share with you a very short insight. You know, as I was preparing my shir for this evening, which I have to tell you, a confession, I've never given a shir in a bowling alley before. So I'm not sure if this is a career high or a career low. I have to see what tomorrow brings. A lot of sparks. I was going to say, we're going to learn a piece by Rabbi Nachman, and as I'm coming in here, I say, I am absolutely positive that Rabbi Nachman's Torah has never been shared in this place. So it's an incredible zechus to bring the Rebbe's Torah to mamish like a new makom. So the nitzotzos, the sparks that are coming up, like Mark Meyer said, are incredible. So as I was thinking today, what kind of shir should we give? I know we had a title about striking out. Adam had some exceptional puns in the announcements this week. And I'll tell you what dawned on me. What dawned on me was, so again, we know that when we bowl, so the goal ultimately is a strike. It's actually interesting that three strikes is called a turkey. So just an interesting fact that happens, why are three strikes called a turkey? So amazingly enough, in bowling competitions that took place in the late 18th century, the probability of bowling three strikes was highly improbable, because again, the pins weren't evenly weighted. They were obviously not placed by machine, placed by hand. The balls weren't necessarily balanced. So the probability of bowling three strikes in a row was virtually none. If you did so, you were awarded a very precious commodity, which was a turkey. As such, historically, that's why the three strikes became known as a turkey. You're welcome for that. You're welcome. I'm sure you know. You'll find something constructive. It's good Shabbos table conversation between aliyahs. You know, whatever. You'll find something to do with it. But what struck me is when you bowl and you get down all of the pins, it's called a strike. But yet, amazingly enough, in baseball, when you don't make contact and you miss the ball, that's also called a strike. So it's an interesting idea. Now, the truth is, in bowling, the lashon of strike makes a lot more sense, because to strike something means to make contact. The Pashtos, again, I wasn't ma'ayin into this too much, but I would assume that that's where the lashon of strike comes from in bowling. You struck all of the pins, so it's called a strike. But yet again, different sport in baseball, you missed the ball, that's called a strike also. So what's the pshat? You know, so what's the deeper message? So there's a beautiful insight by Rabbi Nachman, actually in last week's parasha, Parashas Truma. So I'm not going to go through this whole thing with you, but I'll just read to you the pasuk. The pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was collecting for the Mishkan, so the pasuk says, "Vizosa truma sher tikhu me'itam." This is the truma, this is the donations that you shall take from them. Zohav v'kesef u'nechoshes. Gold, silver, and copper. And the Rebbe says something amazing. Why does the Torah have to go through? And by the way, it doesn't just stop over here. It's Tcheles, Argamon, Tolas, Shani, Shesh, Izim, blue wool, purple wool, red wool, all different. Why do you have to tell me all the materials? I got it. You're collecting for a Mishkan. A Mishkan requires all types of precious metals, all types of different materials and wools. Why do you have to be mefaret? Why do you have to explicitly state each of them individually? And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. I'm just going to quote to you two lines. This is Rabbi Nachman. And I will say, savor this moment. Rabbi Nachman, what is this called? AMF lanes? Pikesville AMF. This is a first. You have an opportunity. Mamish, this is like, this is untouched spiritual soil over here. We're mamish like mitnachalim. We're like settlers over here. Mamish, we're like taking over the land. Coming into a place where Torah like this has never been learned. And mamish, we're going ahead and uncovering the sparks. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, Hamishka nivne mikol hatov shenisbar mikol echad miyisrael. He says the physical Mishkan was made from gold, silver, copper, blue wool, purple wool, red wool. The spiritual edifice of the Mishkan is made from the kolchos, is made from the energies, the abilities, and the talents of every single individual. Some people bring talents of gold. Some people bring talents of silver. Some people bring talents of copper. So you'd be tempted to say, where gold is better than silver. No, it's not. Because, for example, the sockets of the Mishkan could only be made from silver. They couldn't be made from gold. So says the Rebbe, the Torah goes out of its way to list all the materials because the materials, the physical materials, are a metaphor for the spiritual materials that each of us contribute to create and to fabricate our national Mishkan. A Mishkan, a shul, is built by individuals. And yes, there's Gashmi building, there's physical building, there's material building, there's gold, there's silver, there's physical copper. But there are also the talents, the abilities, the kochos, the gold, the silver, the copper, the wool, that represents each of our unique individual talents, that only when they all come together build something beautiful. The Rebbe says that the reason why the Torah goes into such incredible detail about the collection is to tell us everyone's contribution matters. Just like everyone's material contribution matters, everyone's personalistic, spiritual, emotional contribution matters. You're contributing gold, I'm contributing silver. Your contribution is no more important than mine. They're just different. And unless we all contribute of our own unique abilities, you can't build a Mishkan. That says Rabbi Nachman, is the power of detailing all of the collections. But the Rebbe takes this one step further. Because if you look just a few psukim later, the Torah speaks about the gold and the silver, specifically the metals. And the Torah says specifically by the kruvim, the cherubs, Vasisa shtaim kruvim zov, miksha te'asa osam. Miksha. Miksha means what? That you make it out of one block of gold. But how do you make it out of one block of gold? You hammer it. You strike it. You see, the beauty of the gold and the beauty of the silver and the beauty of the copper is only apparent after you strike it. You have to hit it. You have to hammer it out. If you don't hammer it out, all you have is a block of gold. Block of gold might be worth a lot of money, but totally useless in the context of the Mishkan. In order for the gold, for the silver, for the copper to be usable, miksha, you have to hammer it out. Or in other words, you could only really get the most beautiful products in life if you strike it. But there are two different types of strikes in life. sometimes a strike means right on. You knock all the pins down, like a strike in bowling. Right? You got it. Head on. You wanted to accomplish something. You got it. You did it. Beautiful. And sometimes the strike is you miss the pitch. Sometimes striking is contact, head on, exactly how you want it. And sometimes the striking is mamash not the good kind of strike, but the striking out. But what the Mishkan teaches us is that without the strikes in life, you can't grow. Sometimes you hit the bullseye, you get the strike you wanted, and sometimes you miss the pitch. But the gadlus in life is to find the ability to grow no matter what kind of strike you encounter. Grow from your successes and grow from your failures. Grow if you knock down all the pins and grow if you miss the pitch. Each of us has something so beautiful to contribute. But our beautiful abilities and contributions only come out when there's something that pushes it out. What pushes out our gold, our silver, our copper? What pushes it out? Two things. Successes or failures. The common denominator between the successes and failures is they're both strikes. There's the bowling strike. There's the baseball strike. The successes and failures of life are what take our potential, our gold, our silver, our copper, and bring it into beautiful Olam HaAsiyah, the world of dynamic activity. So we should be Zochet tonight, Emir Tzashem. First of all, most importantly, to go ahead and connect with each other, please. I urge you strongly. If there's someone here you don't know, we're here tonight again. The food is wonderful, and the bowling is wonderful. But what really brought you here tonight, maybe in addition to avoiding bedtime, right? But what brought you out tonight was deep down a desire to say, you know what, I'm part of something beautiful called the shul. And there's a lot of other beautiful neshamas who are there who I maybe do not know. And here's a great opportunity in a very non-threatening environment, a very accepting environment, to be able to get to know your fellow pieces of gold, silver, and copper. May you be successful in your respective lanes this evening. But more importantly, may you be successful in your lanes of life. Whether you knock down all the pins or you miss the pitch, may you be Zoche Emir Tzashem to grow from your successes, to grow from your failures, and Emir Tzashem discover the beautiful gold, silver, and copper which resides in each of us.
All right, before we head out to the lanes, there's a few of you that have already gotten shoes. If you could just identify yourself.